Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie.
Well, hello, and how are you today?
I'm great, thank you. I finished writing a book today, so I feel a big sense of accomplishment.
I would think so. How wonderful. That's fabulous.
Thank you. So how are you?
I'm fine. The weather is great. The sun is out. The wind went down. And it's a perfectly beautiful day. Couldn't be better.
Well, that's wonderful. Wonderful. I think that we need to keep that in mind, that every day is a wonderful day, whether the sun's shining or not.
Right. When it's raining, it's especially wonderful because we need the rain so bad.
Oh, you do down there.
We really do, honestly.
Yeah.
Not that we don't enjoy the sun, but we could certainly use some rain.
I hear you. Well, let me provide your contact information to people that are listening and let them know that if they want a full reading, that you give the first 15 minutes for free. So, folks, get out your pens and pieces of paper. I'm going to give you that information in just a moment. And you can call her at the phone number I'm going to give you, Pacific time between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. That's West Coast time. And
right.
Her website is thegoldenoracle.com. And her phone number is area code 520-896-9510. That's 520-896-9510. So anyhow, we were talking about how every day is a wonderful day, and the question is, how do we make that so?
How do we make it so?
Yeah.
By looking at all the valuable assets the day holds.
Right.
The day holds all kinds of promises if you're looking positively.
That's the answer I was looking for.
Well, that's the only answer I have, because when I get up in the morning, I say, okay, Father, now you direct me so that I do what I am supposed to do and do it as well as I know how.
Well, I asked that question not for my own sake, but because a lot of people just don't know how to make that happen.
Well, how you make it happen is by being aware. And by being aware, everybody says, what do you mean? Be aware of yourself and your feelings and your surroundings and how you can make the day better for everybody around you. You can make the day better with nothing but a smile.
True.
Really. I was recovering from a very bad incident, and my first walk, after I could get out of bed and walk, I walked out, and I was going to walk to the end of the block and then turn around and walk back. That would be a long block for me.
Yeah.
Well, as I was walking, I thought, I just feel lousy. Why can't I just get through this? And I looked up at the corner, and there was a boy in a wheelchair. Now, if you don't think, that put me in my place. This boy had a big smile on his face, and he looked so happy to be sitting out in that chair in the sun. And I said, Ada Marie, you are a selfish person.
Oh.
You're only thinking about yourself. That could have been you sitting in that chair.
Right.
But God bless you.
Right.
And I asked forgiveness immediately, and I asked forgiveness all the way back to the house, because here he was in a wheelchair. He was actually, I found out later because I went to visit to see if I could help, he was a quadriplegic. On his graduation night, all of them went out, the boys went out to party. They were in a car wreck, and he broke his neck.
Oh, my.
And he'd been in that wheelchair ever since. And, you know, they had chains that they lifted him out of the chair and put him in bed with.
Mm.
But just think how lucky. How could anybody feel sorry for themselves when they see something like that?
That's true. That's true. Well, that was a wake-up call for you.
It really was a wake-up call. I haven't fussed about myself ever since.
Beautiful. Well, we do have a topic suggested for the day, and then we're going to go to the callers just to let area code 727, who I haven't talked to, know you're caller number 4, and we will take your call in due time. But the first caller of the day gets to suggest the topic, and the topic that's been brought up once again, which is a popular one, is karma. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And first, I would say that some people might not even know what that is. So I'm going to ask you to explain karma, Ada Marie.
Well, to the best of my knowledge, it's a word that was coined to say that anything you did in a past life that you had to make up or make amends for would show up in another lifetime. Now, it may not show up in your next lifetime, but somewhere along the way, it will show up. And that's why you see some people who are really, really up and happy and doing things, and everything they do seems to go their way. Because in a past life, they set that up by their attitude, their thoughts, and their actions. And so now, in this life, everything is going great for them. And then you see some other poor soul who, no matter what they do, they have trouble.
Mm.
And they bought, that we call it buying the farm. They put themselves in a condition in another lifetime where they had to pay back all their mistakes.
Mm.
And we call it, we'll say, okay, you bought the farm, which you have to do, and there is a way to get through that. If they go into silence and quietness and ask for forgiveness and understanding of what happened, understanding of why this incident they just had, say they had a car accident, why did they have the car accident when they didn't think they were doing anything wrong? How did this happen to them? Well, if they would be very silent and ask for forgiveness and know that maybe they had been nasty or spoke badly or made fun of somebody who had been in an accident, or they had created an accident and drove away from it. I don't know. There's a million things that could have happened. But if they would ask forgiveness now when they're going through this and say they are very, very sorry and wish they knew what they could do, the universe would provide for them an action and an activity that would clear the way.
Let me ask you another question. You talked about karma generated from past lives. Isn't it also possible to create karma in our current lives that we need to overcome through seeking forgiveness and making amends?
In this life is when you should do it, but most people don't.
Mm, that's true.
They don't do it. If they said, oh, please forgive me, I really am sorry, and I'd like to write this action now, they would get away and an opportunity to do it. But most people don't even go there.
Mm.
You know, they just don't go there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they don't think that the action is that bad. Well, if it has harmed somebody or made life miserable for somebody, yes, that is harm, any way you look at it.
Right, right.
So, you know, a lady was here the other day for a counseling, and she started in, and I said, wait a minute. You don't have to say any more. You've said 6 words, and every one of them have been negative. Do you know how to say something positive? Well, my life is full of negativity. I said, because you're spewing it out every time you open your mouth. Everything you say and everything you've said since you come through the door has been not good. Now, I'm going to take 3 of your sentences, and I'm going to turn them around, and I want you to listen. And I did. I took 3 of them, and I turned them into a positive. And she just looked at me, and she started to get out of her chair. I said, you can go. You don't have to stay. You can leave. You're perfectly free to go. And she sat down. She said, you don't want me here. I said, no, that isn't it. You're the one who don't want to be here. I said, what I'm trying to show you is how to take this energy that you're using negative and turn it into a positive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people treat me. I said, they treat you the way you treat them. That's the bottom line.
Well, it reminds me of that expression, what goes around comes around.
That's right. That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
What goes around does come around, and sometimes it takes a while, and other times it slaps you in the face right away.
And it also reminds me of how we create our own reality, and karma plays into that, doesn't it?
That's how karma is created.
Mm-hmm.
Is by you making a decision that probably is not a good one and probably not healthy, but you are not in a state of mind to think about the good part. You're just in a state of mind to be upset.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I spilled a whole bucket. I spilled a whole bucket of water right in the middle of my plants. And I said, God, forgive me. I worked so hard to grow these little plants, and I just drowned them. Mm. Please forgive me. And I felt terrible because I had worked so hard. They were just about 2 inches high, and here they were swimming in water.
Mm.
I went out an hour later, and the water was gone. It seeped into the ground, of course.
Okay. Well,
but they were alive, and they were happy. None of them died.
That's good. That's good. Well, I just wanted to let the latest caller know, 727, you're now caller number 3. We lost a caller in area code 954. You're caller number 4, so we're taking calls in a while. We're just finishing up talking about karma. Is there anything else you'd like to say on the subject?
Well, what I'd like to say to people is you can have all kinds of karma. It can be good. It can be bad. It can be funny. It can be it can be sad. But if you want to be on a positive level in your life, then do everything from a positive level, and anything that happens will be positive, and that will be what they call, which you never hear of, positive karma, won't it?
I like that. I like that better than calling it good or bad. I think good and bad is a form of judgment, and yet, you know, the universe responds to positive and negative energy, and like produces like.
So you can be positive over everything when you look at it good and see what happened, and see what you learn from it. I mean, the worst thing is to, if you fall down and skin your knee, when a child falls down, skins their knee, you pick them up, Daddy would pick you up. He'd say, come over here and I'll pick you up. So you go over to him and he'd pick you up and he'd look at your knee and he'd kiss it and he'd say, that's it. And he'd put you down and away you'd go and you'd be perfect because he said so.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's a way you are raised to see something good in everything. Well, what's better for a little child than to have their dad pick them up, hug them, give them a little kiss, and put them down?
Well, you're fortunate that you had that experience. A lot of people don't, and a lot of people do not receive good parenting, and so they fall into a position where they actually need to parent themselves, and perhaps that's the case with that woman that came into your office that was so negative. She needed to reparent herself.
Right, and I think that happens today. Since World War II, when the mothers all went to work out away from the house, I think that's happened to a lot of people, and they haven't grown out of that another person tending to them and not listening to them, just seeing that they ate and got a bath and whatever they had to do, not sitting with those kids and talking to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because parents, you know, mothers do that. I mean, that's just normal. You have your chores, and then in the evening, you have dinner at the table. That was the normal way to do before the war.
Right.
And that ended when all the women went to work. I mean, they only had so much energy, and they could only do so much.
Right.
And, you know, so our whole life changed in that thing. And it wasn't all for the better either.
Well, that's true. Well, there's a yin and yang in the universe, and the pendulum swings back and forth, so perhaps
it does
swing the other way again. I think it would be a good idea to go to the phone lines. And we can maybe talk about the topic a little bit more as we go on. I'm sure there'll be other callers calling in. So let's go to caller number one, who is Holly, and see what her question is.
Okay.
Hi, Holly. You're live.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. So what I am
wanting
to know is, so what I am wanting to know is if this separation.
Honey, you have to talk a little louder.
Okay.
Can you talk a little louder?
Yeah, I can. So what I'm wanting to know is if the separation that Mark and I are going through is going to be permanent, or if we're going to be able to work through it.
She's going through a separation, and she wants to know if it's going to be permanent or if they can work through it.
Oh, her and her husband?
I think it's a boyfriend, isn't it, Holly?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like it's a positive outcome. It looks like a better outcome, but not positive, Holly. I mean, it's going to be better for you because you're going to go on to a better thing in your life. But it isn't going to be something that is remembered joyously.
You talk.
That makes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Does that make sense?
Kind of, not
there are
really
many lessons you've learned.
Can you tell me what brought this on? It just came out of the blue.
Pardon?
She wonders if you could tell her what brought this on. It seemed to come out of the blue. What came out of the blue, Holly? I can listen for you, Ada Marie, because she is here.
Okay, because her voice is too soft.
Yeah, and I'll let you know. What came out of the blue, Holly? A breakup? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a breakup that came out of the blue. And she's wondering if you can shed any light on that.
Well, it's quite simple. Anybody who can be taken isn't worth having. Did you get it?
No, I didn't.
If the guy would leave now, he would leave again. That's an old but true adage. If they can be taken, they'll go again.
That probably doesn't bring any comfort to you at this point, Holly, but does it make sense?
Yeah. Did he leave me?
Yeah.
Actually, you're better off because it happened now, not later. because you're a true blue person, and you wouldn't do something like that. So the pain is difficult.
Did he mean all the horrible stuff he said?
What about the horrible stuff he said?
Did he mean it?
What about what horrible stuff?
No, I'm asking Holly because it's hard to hear.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Holly.
Did he mean it?
Oh, she wonders if he meant the horrible stuff that he said.
Probably not. He was probably just blowing off steam and took you as a person at rag. like, you know, you throw stuff on the floor and step on it. He was using you instead of being mindful that he himself created it. So you don't pay any attention to that horrible stuff. He's talking about himself, not you. You couldn't even think that stuff. I don't think. You don't look like you could.
Do you understand what she's saying, Holly?
Kinda, yeah.
Well, Holly, when somebody does something very, very unkind and they're doing it and they're using you as a scapegoat, they're the one who is, everything that's being said that they're saying is about them. So listen closely so you know about them and know about their actions, and you'll probably not have much to do with them the rest of your life. Because people have come to me for counseling, and I do a lot of counseling before people get married. And when you see somebody who is being nasty and mean, taking it out on you, and you're not even married, that's going to go on for the rest of your life if you marry that person. And I don't care who says what. They don't change. A leopard doesn't change its spots, does it?
No.
Okay. Then run, don't walk.
It sounds like, in a sense, you're quite blessed, Holly, that this happened earlier rather than later, you know, before you might have gotten into something like a difficult marriage.
It is a blessing because now she's a beautiful girl. Inside, her heart is soft and wonderful. And somebody like this could beat her in the ground. And yet she would be attracted to him because they seem to have strength. She's looking at them as a person of strength. But if they're going to beat you down, you don't need that.
What can she learn from this lesson?
What can you learn? Become aware. When you meet somebody and you look at them, your first impression, your very first impression will tell you everything you need to know about them. And don't disregard any of it.
Let me ask you a question, Holly. Was he a charmer in the beginning? Beware.
Amen.
Beware of charmers.
Absolutely beware of them. Oh, goodness. So
you need to be aware of feeling comfortable with somebody and not being swept off your feet or anything like that. You need to feel comfortable.
Yeah. Somebody who sweeps you off your feet is going to knock you to the ground. So, you know, all that nonsense is just a bunch of flattery and talk. And it turns into something terrible later.
Does any of this help, Holly?
Yes.
I know it's painful, but we probably should move on to the next caller unless you have one follow-up question.
I will tell her something. In the holiday time, around Thanksgiving, or between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you're going to meet a very nice person. And you will enjoy their company and be very happy with them. So know that there's something in the wings waiting for you. Okay.
Okay, Holly?
Maybe she left.
No, she's still there. She's probably just thinking about that.
Oh, okay.
Was there something else you wanted to say, Holly, before we move on? I guess not. Okay, I think you've given her lots of food for thought.
I hope so. She's a nice girl.
Yes, she is a nice girl. And Holly, mm-hmm. continue to listen because we may return to the subject of karma. I know that she had said that to me before the show that he was very narcissistic, and that's a real dangerous personality to get involved with.
It certainly is, absolutely.
Yeah.
It has lots of bad things attached to it.
Okay, well, let's move on to Brittany. Brittany, you're live.
Hello, how are y'all?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. My question is, what do you see positive coming up for me and my boyfriend? Like, what do you see coming up or anything surprising or exciting?
Honey, are you on speakerphone because you're...
Hello? Blurry.
Yeah, take it off speakerphone.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm not on speaker. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hello? You wanted to know what positive things are coming up for you and your boyfriend. Is that what your question was?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well... That's a hard question to answer because I don't know a name or action of any kind, but there seems to be a lot of movement around you and around the things that you're doing. So obviously what is coming up for you and him has to do with all the movement you're involved in.
When you say a lot
Are you moving from one state?
Pardon? Am I moving? I'm supposed to be, I'm getting my paperwork done for the military.
Okay. Then that's a movement you're seeing. You will be in the military. It's just a lot of movement.
Well, Ada Marie was picking up on that before he even talked about it.
Right. I could see that. I didn't see anything that said military. I just could see that she's moving into a group that's moving.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. And she will enjoy it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get my... I'm going to pass it on the first try, so I go and take my test on Thursday. So... my focus on is getting it on the first try.
Well, you'll pass.
How does your boyfriend fit into the picture? Are you going to be moving away from him?
We're trying to get things straightened out because he's home, but he's reserved, like military. So, you know, we haven't been speaking on it or whatever, but I told him, like, this is a self situation that I'm going to have to, you know, make for myself, you know, if you don't say, well, I'm going to already make the decision, but if he don't have nothing to say about it, it's going to continue to go on with him or without him.
Right. Right.
Good girl.
Yeah.
That's a good plan, young lady. Take care of yourself.
All right. I thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
You sound like you've got a good head on your shoulders, Brittany.
Absolutely that way.
Yeah, we all go through things, but you got to take it with a grain of salt. What happens, happens, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's not for you is not for you. If it's meant to be, it'll be, you know? Only God knows. Yeah. But thank you.
But it's a good thing, you know, it's a good thing for you because you are you're going upward. And that's a good thing.
Anything else, Brittany?
Oh, no, that's about it.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. It sounds like you received some good confirmation.
And you're a happy girl, and I like to hear that. Okay?
Thank you. Okay.
Let us know how it goes. We're on the air every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We always like to hear how things work out for people, and that applies to you too, Holly. Holly's still listening.
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be wonderful.
Thank you.
We're going to move on. Brittany, God bless.
God bless you too.
She's a wonderful lady.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is. Yep. Okay, next is area code 727. What is your name, please?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Lisa, are you on speakerphone?
Yeah, I was just taking you off because I was doing dishes.
Thank you. That's much better.
No, I was going to do that before you even said it. I was just pushing the button.
Okay. I can tell.
I had lots of dishes to do today. Gosh.
Oh, boy.
So, they're done now, though. I was calling. I'm going through a lot of changes right now in my life, and just want to know, like, do you see me moving soon, or is that going to be a while off?
It looks like a while off, as I'm looking at you right now. Maybe in the spring.
Okay.
Spring would be, yeah.
No, go ahead, ma'am.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It would be a good move in the spring.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there anything else you see coming up for me?
Pardon?
Is there anything else you see coming up for me?
Oh, it appears where you are, you're in a good place at this time, situation, where you can make changes whenever you wish. And some of them are basically just your decision. So be careful when you make your decisions that you're checking everything, all the bases, okay?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
All the options around you. Yes. Because you look like you're wanting to move and make some changes. But you've got to look at all the things around. Be aware of where you are and where you think you're going.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah.
I definitely will do that.
Yeah, because there's some things that you can't see in the other place, so be careful.
Okay, I will be careful.
Okay.
I also want to ask you about my father. I just wanted to know what's going on with him and I.
It's what?
She wants to know what's going on between herself and her father. Can you elaborate, Lisa?
I'm concerned about him, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. What's your concern about?
I don't know. He just seems to be going through a lot of changes himself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a fuss budget.
I love that word. That's so funny.
Uh-huh.
I love
that
word,
that word,
fuss budget. Yes, I think it's so cute.
Yeah.
I haven't heard somebody say that in a long time.
Yeah, but that's what he is. He's always fussing about something.
Yeah, that's
right?
True. Like, yeah, the thing is here's why I'm worried. You know, he's going to go to New York tomorrow, and, you know, he seems exhausted, and he's doing too much. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do know. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But he
so
can't stop himself. He just keeps going. Yeah. That's why I say he's a fuss budget.
Yeah, but I'm concerned. I guess, I don't know. I don't want to be negative because I'm not a negative person, but I don't think somebody can keep going the way he's going. Is what I'm trying to say.
Well, you're having your feelings. What you're saying to me is you don't have a good feeling about the way he's doing. Like he's doing too much. Like he's not taking care of himself.
Yeah.
That's your feelings, and you're not being negative. That's a fact. He isn't.
Yeah, like okay, the other day he's 81 and he got up on a roof with sandals.
Oh, boy.
To do what?
That's what I mean.
Yeah. So, there's not much you can do except pray a lot. Because you know, he's going to do what he wants to do.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
But sometimes, by yourself, you can pray and ask God to direct him. Ask God to help him, okay?
Yes.
Direct him.
I think he's been very protected because he does a lot of crazy
mm-hmm.
things and nothing bad happens to him.
He does have an angel on his shoulder.
I know.
Yeah. Good. That's a good thing.
Anything else, Lisa?
No, I guess not. I mean, if there's nothing else she wants to say.
Well, honey, he's really okay. He just, you know, he's older and he's just doing some things he never did before and just kind of finding something to keep himself busy.
Yeah, I just wish he wouldn't keep himself busy up on a roof with flip-flops.
I understand that.
You know what I mean? That's not really the idea of being busy that I'm thinking about.
Right. But does he come down every day?
Did it once. It was recently.
Oh,
he,
okay.
You know,
that's
he's
enough.
Wearing the wrong
that's
kind
enough.
Of shoes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he won't do it again.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
So that'll be fine. So what are you doing with yourself?
I am painting my whole inside of my house, and it's really a lot of work.
Mm. I see.
Trying to get my house in order.
Good. That's a job, believe me.
It is. But
I
it looks
wish
so
you all
good.
The luck in the world.
But it looks so good after you're done, you know? It looks so clean.
I know. It really does, yeah. So I'll bless you to enjoy doing it.
I don't know about all that. I enjoy
the
results.
The more you enjoy it, the better you will love it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a lot of work,
you put music,
I know. Cause
you
I've,
put music on and you do it, and it's enjoyable to a point, but then you're tired after you're done, you know. It makes you very tired.
And you have to stop a little while, and then it is. Right. So that's a good thing. Right.
Well, Lisa, we wish you well. We need to move on to the other callers, but thank you for calling today.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, area code 954. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Another Lisa, hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. My question is, do you see any career opportunities coming my way?
Any what?
Career opportunities.
Oh, career opportunities. A number of them. There's like three of them sitting right around you.
Oh.
Yeah, right around you. and go out and cruise the area and talk a little bit. You'll find one. Then pick the one you want.
Okay, so you're basically saying that I will get calls with opportunity to just pick one.
Yeah, pick out the one you think you would like. Just kind of look around, because if you have a list of the kind of people you want to work with and the kind of hours and everything, and then as you're walking around, you'll get the feel of a place that you might be really comfortable in.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does.
Yeah. So do that, and you will find something very quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care, Lisa.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
Okay. Ada Marie's really wrong about things, Lisa. Let us know how you make out. Call us back sometime between 5 and 6 p.m. Eastern time and let us know. I don't have your microphone live anymore, but I wanted to let you know that. We do like to hear how things work out for people. Our next caller is area code 216, and you are live. What is your name, please?
Yes, my name is Patricia. And
hi, Patricia.
Hi, Ada.
Hi.
My call is concerning my housing, and obviously it's connected to money. I've been applying to jobs, and I've gotten some interviews, but nothing comes of it. The housing that I'm at now, I know it's very toxic, very foul, bad energy with the people there. I've been there 5 years. I've been trying to get out, and it's just very karmic. I know all that. I'm trying to get out of there. I've applied for low-income housing. At this point, for me to get the housing, what would you pick up? I mean, even to rent a room, but obviously I would need a consistent income. And like I said, I'm applying for jobs, seasonal, whatever, but the housing. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. I prefer to live on the west side, Lakewood and probably surrounding areas. Anyway, what could you help me with, or what energy do you pick up? What else do I do?
Well, there's not much. There's just a lot you can do to find something, but you have to go and apply for assistance to get the assistance. So that's another thing that, and I don't know what area you're in, so I don't know.
Chicago, honey. She's in Chicago.
No, Cleveland.
She's got a
Cleveland. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then she's got to apply where she can get that help. Pull up there.
Is there low-income housing you can apply for, Patricia?
I have been applying, and I'm
okay.
On the list in the place I want to be in Lakewood. But you know, I'm on a list there. I'm on another list. I'm on several lists.
Yeah.
Well, good. The more lists you're on, the more you're apt to get an option.
Right.
Because I talked to some other people. One lady was on 7 lists, and she finally got something from the second one. So it's hard to know how that thing works, you know.
Yes, and like I said, it's very stressful, and it's just, I need to, you know, just renting a room would be. So, I mean, I really can't be waiting on if whatever number I am on. But what
do you have now, Patricia?
Do I have what?
Do you have income now?
I usually work through a hospitality company, but they don't call me as often as I like, and the work is very, very physically hard on my body, meaning as a server and a runner, and I'm, you know, I'm over 40.
Right.
So, I mean, I can't be flying up and down these stairs. And they give preference to their other workers. So, and I know this. So, like I said, I'm applying, been applying to other work. But right now, I need to get out of this place. And I didn't intend to be there this long. So, right now.
I hear your frustration. I just wondered if you had the money to rent a room.
Well, I don't. You know, I have only like $100 that I've saved. I'm going to need more than that because I'm going to have to put my things in storage. And only bring what I would need to use, you know, on a daily basis, which would be in my duffel bag.
How are you managing to afford where you're at now?
Oh, I've been staying in this spare room, you know, of an acquaintance, you know, distant of a family member. And, you know, I have been giving her like, you know, $50 a month, you know, that's what I could afford.
Uh-huh,
and then, you know, working the part-time. But like I said, you know, I've been applying. And like I said, I know it's a lot of karmic, toxic stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm working on that. And, you know, and it's just, and it's, you know, I'm doing my chakra cleanse, I'm listening to sound healing, I mean, I'm doing all that I can, but I need to get out of there, and I believe and feel once I get out of there, a good 70 or more percent of this garbage energy will be gone.
Right.
I applied to seasonal for Amazon, and of course they're doing the usual check-in references and all that. I applied to American Greeting. So do you get any type of feel or energy that, I mean, this is seasonal?
Goodness.
She's wondering if you get any energy around Amazon or American Greetings. It's.
I'd tell her American Greetings would be better.
Okay.
Of the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm just waiting to. I've been trying to. I called HR to find out. All right. Okay, because at this point, I'll just have to rent a room. But again, I'm going to need, you know, and I
mean, you need money.
The numbers, yes. And you know, these numbers, you know, appear to me in my third eye. So it's the angels communicating.
Right.
You know, like 888 will appear a couple of days ago and says the money is on the way. And it's like, that's great. It needs to show up like, you know, yesterday. So, is there anything else I need to do from a metaphysical standpoint or spiritual standpoint to speed it up?
Did you hear that, Ada Marie?
Yeah, I did. I'm just, you know, it's like a catch-22 here. Some of them seem to have offered, but they haven't come through.
Well, she's wondering if there's anything else from a metaphysical point of view.
And I'm not seeing anything right now. Over there.
All right.
I'm
okay.
Not seeing anything very promising. I don't know why.
Yeah, because I know I'm going through major changes. And like I said, I'm doing the, you know, a daily chakra cleanse, and then I'm doing the sound healing in the evening. And, but like I said, it's just really difficult.
There isn't many options, it doesn't look like. Like there's an option that you can go and take. Yeah.
Do you see money coming her way?
I see an offer of money coming her way, but it's probably something she doesn't want to do. And she may not, you know, it'll depend on her. But yes, there is an option for a job if she'll take it, but she may not take it. It appears to be a house job, like taking care of some kids or cooking or something like that, where it's totally out of her realm of work.
Oh.
And somebody's going to offer it out of the blue, but it'll be depending on how she feels.
Yeah, I was a caregiver some years ago, and I did that, and it really, they stung me, you know, because you get into these people's homes, and, you know, I just got really, you know,
it's a very difficult, yeah.
Right. Well, I'll weigh that out. All right, anyway, is there anything that I should do and prepare myself for, or to cleanse, or whatever?
You seem to be okay. You're very clear, and you're a good worker, and you're a good listener. So whomever you work with will be well, they'll treat you good, because you can do all those things that it takes to get along with people.
Yes.
You know, you're very good at that.
You seem very clear and self-directed.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down and write out a list of the kind of job you want and the kind of people you want to work for and how far you want to drive to the job, or if you want to live in job. Sit down and write it on a piece of paper and keep writing on a paper pad until you get it exactly the way you want it. Don't leave out anything.
Like,
don't leave out the days off, or don't leave out going to church, or put everything in your list.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That'll make a big difference quickly, because that'll go into the ether. And as you read it, rewrite it until it's exactly the way you want it.
Okay.
Let us know how you make out, Patricia, all right?
Thank you very much.
Take care, honey. Okay, we have two more callers. Can we take them both?
I think so, if they're quick, you know, if they're not long term.
Okay, area code 347, what's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Ava.
Hi.
I just have a question about my career. Do you guys see me getting a new position soon? And if so, is it like out of town, or is it where I live at? I'm just wondering, because I've applied in different areas.
Okay. So you're applying for a job in-house?
No. I said in the state and out of state.
Oh, in state and out of state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's an opportunity someplace close by you, not too far away.
Okay. You see, when I might
be
getting it.
And I think you'll be
hearing
about it. So, pardon?
I'm saying, do you see when I might be getting that?
Right. It's close. So that'll be very good for you.
Okay.
Mhm.
All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you. I'll let you guys know how it goes. Thanks.
Okay.
Hey, Katie.
That'd be great.
Okay. God bless.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was short and sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
Our last caller is area code 217. What's your name, please?
Shanna.
Hi, Shanna.
Hi.
And what's your question, Shanna?
My question is, I am going for a job test tomorrow, and I'm wondering if this is a job and if I'll do well tomorrow.
No, I couldn't quite make out what you were saying. Your voice was soft. Say it again.
I have a job that I have to go take a test for to try to get the job tomorrow. So I'm wondering if I'm going to do well on the test and if this is a job I'll get.
It looks like yes.
Oh, wow.
I was getting
okay.
a yes, but I couldn't figure out what you were talking about.
Yeah, I have to take a test and pass it. And
yes, and okay, because it is a yes.
Okay, great. That's great.
So enjoy.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, honey. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I'm always happy when it turns out yes.
Mm-hmm. That's
yes.
nice.
Yeah.
Because we've had some no's today, Shauna, so.
Yeah, we did have
some no's. I know. I was, like, worried that that was the energy that was coming, so I'm glad that it was a yes. I've been studying very hard.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Good for you. Keep
That's
it up.
Great. Yep. All right. Thank
okay.
you. All
God
right.
bless.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, we finished just in the nick of time, Ada Marie. Do you have any parting thoughts before we end the show?
The only thought I have is that I hope everybody is positive, healthy, and happy. That's what I send to everybody.
Sounds good. Well,
I wish
the same for you.
And I feel it, too, and I thank you.
Oh, there's one more caller. Can we take it?
Try, yeah. Give it a try.
Okay. Short and sweet. Area code 217. Is this somebody different than Shanna?
No, it's still Shanna. I just accidentally hung up and I wanted to hear the rest of what you guys were saying. So it's still me.
Oh, okay. Well, Ada Marie, why don't you say it again then?
I don't know if I can. I channeled it.
Well, you were talking about how you wished for positive things for everybody. Does that?
Okay. I was, yeah. That, what I do is I send out a blanket energy of divine love and light and only positive action in everybody's life. And I only do that prayer three times a day. And if you send every day before you go to sleep, tell God, because that's the only word I know, tell God that you want a positive day, healthy, happy, joyous, and successful, financially strong. Just say that and say it when you go to bed and say it when you get up and keep on and make it up to fit you. Change those words so they fit what you're doing, okay?
Yeah.
Got it?
Appreciate that. That's beautiful. Thank you, Ada Marie.
You're very welcome. And anybody who heard it can use it because a lot of my people use that.
Beautiful. Well, Shanna, let us know how you make out on your job situation.
Oh, I do have.
Okay,
I
we're on every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. God bless.
God bless. Bye. We're off the air, I think.
We're going.
Okay.
All right, everybody.
Have a wonderful week, okay?
Yep. Bye-bye. You too. Goodbye.